going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The evidence of anti-Semitism on the campus. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that Harvard was guilty of discrimination that violated the Equal Protection Act. So right on top of discriminating against Asian Americans begins a pattern of anti-Semitic intimidation.
Yeah, that is talk show host Hugh Hewitt talking about that yesterday. And I think he's right. And it brings up this bigger issue of, you know, we've seen it all across the country. It's not just Harvard. It's been everywhere. And now there's a new report out on that. Tanya J. Powers with Fox News Radio is joining us this morning. Tanya, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
So the ADL has put out a report because obviously it's in their interest to track these things.
Well, yeah, they've been tracking them since, I think, what, 79?
Yes.
Is when they started this. And then the most recent numbers show that there's been, you know, an increase. This audit from the Anti-Defamation League identified 9,354 cases of assault, harassment, and vandalism for 2024. Anti-Semitic acts, marking a 5% increase from 2023. If you look at the past 5 years to kind of get an idea of where things have gone, it's a 344% surge over the past 5 years in, you know, anti-Semitic, reported anti-Semitic, you know, incidents. The majority of those incidents, about 6,500 of that 9,000 were classified as harassment. You know, where somebody targets one or more Jewish people or perceived to be Jewish with language, anti-Semitic slurs, stereotypes, tropes, that kind of thing. The second highest had about 2,600 incidents, and that was vandalism. That's about 20% for 2024. These numbers are 2024. That's about 20% up from 2023, just to give you a couple of, I don't want to bury you in numbers here, but just to kind of give you an idea of the scale of things.
Quite a bit of this happened on college campuses across the country. And that's one of the reasons why Trump is threatening to pull all this funding from universities like Harvard. They're not doing anything about it. Did the ADL at all comment on colleges and the lack of enforcement?
It did give the numbers of anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses. It was up by 84% between 2023 and 2024, which tracks, because if you think about when, you know, the attack and the Hamas attack happened, you know, that happened between that time period.
Right.
And of course, things, you know, greatly increased after that. Many of those incidents did occur during protests on college campuses between mid-April and mid-May of last year. In response to that war, that, you know, the headlines that we saw, the, you know, different campuses around the country, it wasn't just two or three schools. It was a whole bunch of them where these protests happened. And that is one of the, you know, the big drivers of this number.
Yeah, I wondered. So the 300% increase is over 5 years. Did they specifically mention, like, after October 7th, it went up 80%? Was that part of the statistic or not?
I'm sure that they have done the numbers, like getting down to the nitty-gritty that way.
Date, yeah.
I'm not sure of what the number was after October 7th. That's a good question. I will also point out one thing that kind of Also gives us a little bit more information into this, because this is, again, the Anti-Defamation League audit for 2024 that we're talking about these numbers from. There is also reporting, as a matter of fact, it's out today, and the Associated Press has a story about it, the annual report about global anti-Semitism from Tel Aviv University. That also gives us a little bit more information on this, that the anti-Semitic attacks, according to them, have increased since the war in Gaza began. The numbers declined slightly last year from the peak that was immediately after the Hamas attack on October 7th. So their report does give a little bit more detail as to the timing of things, because it appears to be that, you know, the most of their reports on, you know, different anti-Semitism, you know, acts of anti-Semitism was directly after the Hamas attack, but apparently kind of went down over time. As of the past year. So they give a little bit more detail in their report as well.
Very good. Tanya J. Powers, always good to hear from you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
thanks.
Take care. Yeah, you bet. Yeah, not surprising. I just had this conversation with a friend yesterday about the spike. And it's not just Harvard. Mm-hmm. It's happening here in Missouri as well. And why anybody thinks that's okay. I mean, it's almost like it's a look the other way attitude. Mm-hmm. If it deals with people who are Jewish, and the outcry would be deafening if it was a sharp 300% spike in LGBTQ violence or anything like that. There's just no comparison to the anti-Semitic behavior in this country. It's crazy. It's what it is. Coming up, we'll find out what the markets are doing. We'll check him and Nicole after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.